I want to turn to a local issue. I know there's definitely people here that are involved in this, and you were speaking to Michael Moore on this was Friday, wasn't it? And something that's very high on the radar here is control of water supply. In particular, we have Nestle at the gates here in the north and the south, not right in town, but on the perimeter. And there's a very active campaign against bottled water. We have a group called Wellington Water Watchers. There's other groups involved, campus groups as well, Central Student Association, so large and small, kind of working together collaboratively with that. And, of course, we saw in Flint, it was a perfect storm, this high-order disaster capitalist thing happening, and yet Nestle is able to do what they do with abandon, really, just keep on pumping. Is that, and unfortunately I didn't hear the Michael Moore interview, but I guess it goes beyond him. Have there been any sort of, let's say, victories in that area in terms of quashing that in the U.S.?
Well,
is something
I think
people here would be very interested in.
This is a very important question. You know, Michael is from Flint, Michigan. We went to Flint at the height of the crisis, and it is still a crisis. And we did a documentary, Thirsty for Democracy, The Poisoning of an American City. Now, you know, for years there were these comments, there have been these concerns that a terrorist will poison the water supply of a city in the United States. And, you know, Michael points this out. He's actually, he has his first Broadway play right now, The Terms of My Surrender. And he talks about this in his play. That didn't happen, but the poisoning of an American city happened. And it was the Republican governor and his minions in Michigan. It is astounding what took place. There's two parts of this. The poisoning of the city of Flint, largely African-American city, and then the whole issue of bottled water. So, Thirsty for Democracy was our title, because when we talked to people in Flint, they said, this isn't actually a water issue. This is a democracy issue. They had their elected leadership, their mayor, their city council, and the governor instead imposed all over Michigan that he passed a law that he could appoint emergency managers for cities. Which cities? Overwhelmingly, let's say at one point, over half the black cities of Michigan had unelected emergency managers. Now, what does that mean? The mayor and the city council have to answer to this person who's making the decisions about the city. They become his employees. Doesn't matter what your city council votes or what your mayor decides. It's the emergency manager. And it was the emergency manager, and there were several of them in Flint, who said, okay, we're going to unhook Flint from the Detroit water supply, which they have gotten clean water for over half a century. There was no problem. And we are going to link them up to the Flint River. Now, everyone in Flint said, what are you talking about? I mean, it's not like this mythical place. I mean, it was this disgusting place. They knew that this is the auto capital of the world, Detroit and Flint. They knew all the companies that were the factories along the river, how polluted and corroded and disgusting. Is this a joke? And they said, no, we'll take care of it. And they disconnected them from their clean water supply and linked them up to the Flint River. Immediately, people started getting sick. There were all sorts of issues. There was a level of death that went unreported for some time, Legionnaire's disease. And then people said the water stunk, it tasted horrible, it smelled up their houses, and the state said that's not true. And then this crusading Arab-American doctor, a woman pediatrician in Flint, started to look at the lead levels of her kids, not the water, of the kids, of her patients. She said, let's crunch these numbers, and found it was outrageous. That meant thousands of kids were now going to be sickened, could be for life, from lead poisoning. The Michigan governor and his people went after her, tried to discredit her and destroy her reputation, and she stood strong. And she said, no, sir, I'm not happy with these numbers either, but unfortunately, they're true. And then they had to admit it was the truth. What's amazing, and to show how deliberate it was, I mean, the city council voted, 7-1 to disconnect from the Flint River. And the emergency manager at the time the next day said, it is incomprehensible how they could have voted for this. But of course, he's not going to agree with it. So he wouldn't relink them to their water supply. And finally, in the midst of all of this, there was a GM auto plant that just made engine heads. And their engine heads were rusting immediately because they had to use the same water supply. It was destroying the engines. So they called the state. They said, we cannot use this water. We can't sell these engines. So they gave them a waiver, and they disconnected them from the corrosive Flint River. Now, the workers are going, wait a second, it's corroding the engines, but we live in Flint. That didn't matter. Soon, you know, there was an independent press. People started investigating. It was all blown open. A number of people have been indicted. The governor hasn't been yet. And the people of Flint, well, they've been getting bottled water. When we went there, the minute we came, National Guard handed us bottled water. In fact, I think it was Nestle. I can't remember exactly. What's very interesting is we looked at the water. There were different bottles of different kinds of bottled water. Well, the bottled water company were sending in bottled water, getting tremendous press, you know, thousands of bottles coming from here. So we went directly from Flint to the water source, to about 2 hours away, to the place where companies were making bottled water, pumping up massive amounts of beautiful, fresh, clean water, and they basically got it almost for free. And then they were selling it back to the people in Flint because they needed bottled water because they could no longer drink. Or, you know, celebrities were buying up pallets of bottled water to send it in to Flint because they wanted to do something. And so every which way these companies were profiting, and the people were the losers, and they continue to be.